Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Christian Garrick here. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will join us in a few moments. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider Stadium Network, joining us now. And Brett, how are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. I was interested in your column. Almost 75% of FBS ADs believe college football will be delayed, huh? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Over the past several months, I've reached out to all the athletic directors on the FBS level, all 130, and asked them various questions about how optimistic they were about the upcoming season. And I asked them back in April and thought, you know what, let me do an update. Today marks the 50-day mark until the scheduled start of college football, and to see kind of how their viewpoints had changed. And yeah, basically three-fourths of them think the schedule will be delayed, and that was before the Big Ten announcement that they're going to do conference-only games. But probably the biggest surprise for me is in April, only one AD told me he thought that there would not be a college football season this year. But my most recent survey of the ADs that I did earlier this week, that number was up to 8. So I thought that was pretty telling, because even though the surveys are anonymous, I don't identify any of the ADs, the fact that that many said that they thought the season would be canceled, most of these folks are pretty positive. The glass is half full. And so if 8 told me they thought the season would be canceled, I think probably about 2 or 3 times that many really believe that. They just didn't want to put that in a survey, because I knew everyone would see the results. So hopefully they're wrong and we'll have a season, but I think we won't know anything for a few more weeks.
Brett, the SEC ADs are scheduled to meet Monday in Alabama, and there's a prevailing thought that they may still try to keep their normal schedule, because a lot of those schools can have in-state schools that they can have drive to their stadium, you know, a bus drive instead of flying. Do you think that's plausible?
Well, I think no question the in-state rivalries with the ACC schools, the, you know, Georgia State, Florida State, Clemson, South Carolina, and Kentucky, Louisville, I think both sides of those games definitely want those games. For the other schools, though, you have to – if those guys are going to play those games, then the rest of your conference has to find non-conference games. And I think they want to play Power 5 only non-conference opponents. And the reason is not necessarily the competition, but because of the health and safety guidelines that the smaller schools won't – they won't have the same safety measures that the Power 5 schools have. And so, say, at the Power 5 level, if your safety guidelines, you know, run the gamut from 1 through 50, and the school that you're playing is only 1 through 25, and part of the reason is you simply financially cannot test as often, you can't do as many things because you don't have the money, then do you want to put your student-athletes, I don't know if necessarily at risk is the right phrase, but do you want to put them in that situation where they could, you know, get a positive test, infected, et cetera. And so I think that's why they want to stay with only playing people at the Power 5 level. The challenge is, though, with the Big Ten doing conference only now, And the ACC is going to help out Notre Dame if they need games. John Swofford, their commissioner, told me that they would play, allow Notre Dame to play as many ACC opponents as you can. You simply just can't say, well, the SEC can play the ACC in all 14 games, because it doesn't work out that way. And then if you say, well, we can get the Big 12, well, you've got a different number of members in the Big 12, and then plus the Big 12 plays 9 games. Do they want to play an additional 10th game while all the other leagues across the country may only play 8 or 9? Because ultimately that boils down to how will the College Football Committee view teams that play a different number of games. So there's a lot of different factors that they've got to figure out. Ultimately, their wish is to play 12 games, but if they're not able to do that, and I don't think they're going to be able to do that, then how many games are you going to play? And that's what everyone's trying to figure out right now.
Brett, it seems, I don't know, the NCAA loves to step in when it's convenient for them. But in this situation, they kind of just yielded power. I'm surprised by that. Are you?
They actually don't have any power over Division I football. They determine eligibility, administrative duties. But as far as running college football, that's run by the College Football Playoff, and that's run by the 10 conference commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick. So that's why you haven't seen them do anything. Because quite frankly, they don't have the power to do anything. They run the FCS level football. They run the Division I men's basketball, but they have nothing really of substance to do with college football. And that's, you know, you could look at that as good news, bad news, but that's one of the challenges. That's why we don't have a so-called czar or commissioner of college football, because the NCAA has no involvement in it.
When do you expect something from the ACC, Brett?
John Swofford, the ACC commissioner, said this afternoon that by the end of July, they hope to have their fall schedules released. So I guess we're looking inside 3 weeks. And I think that's pretty much when everybody thought everybody would come to a decision with the ACC, the SEC, and the other leagues. And that's what kind of caught everybody off guard when the Big Ten came out and decided to make their decision yesterday. You know, when you still have – I mean, think how things were 3 weeks ago and how much they've changed to today, and think how much things could be differently 3 weeks from now. Could be a lot worse, could be a lot better. So I think by August 1st, we'll have an idea at least what the definitive plans of all these leagues are going forward.
Do you think LSU-Texas happens this year?
Man, I hope so, but I don't – again, you get into the – does the Big 12 – if the Big 12 is going to play a non-conference game, obviously that game is going to stay. Texas would lose the other non-conference games. But then does the Big 12 decide they want to play, have all their schools play 10 games? If, for instance, the SEC's only going to play 9, if the ACC's only going to play 9, does the Big 12 want to play 10? You know, that's where it gets tricky. It's not just a simple example of, we can't lose that game. That's a monster game. If that was the case, then the Big Ten would have allowed Ohio State to still play Oregon, Michigan to play Washington, Wisconsin to play Notre Dame. So it's going to be a conference decision, and it's not the SEC's decision or the Big 12's decision. It's both of their decisions. But certainly I hope for college football we do have that game, because that's certainly one of the top 3 or 4 games I think people were looking forward to this fall.
Brett, anything else to add before I let you run that I did not ask you?
No, just, you know, there's so much uncertainty, and I'm sure, you know, people listening are big college football fans. You're probably going to see a lot of information out there, a lot of different reports. I would just caution it with nothing's really going to be definitive until probably we get closer till the end of July. So if you hear some great news, it doesn't mean it's a done deal we're going to play. And if you hear some bad news, it doesn't mean the season's doomed either. Just hang in there for a few more weeks, and then hopefully we'll know something definitively.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider at Stadium Network. Brett, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.